Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention, is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Doing it. We are live at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano. I have not been to this place in a minute. I grew up in San Diego, so of course this club is legendary in Southern California. You look at the walls of all the people that have been here. It's fucking sick, and I love it. And I think I came here once to see, when I lived in San Diego, a band I enjoyed a great deal called the Beet Farmers. I think I saw them right here at this club, and Country Dick probably climbed out onto a table and then fell and cut open his head, because that's the kind of performer Country Dick was. Hey, everybody. I'm already very high. How are you guys doing? I don't know what the rules are here, and that's part of what I love of being here, is I don't know what the rules are. I know that everybody on stage tonight is going to be smoking from vapor bags in a volcano that we have off stage, but what you guys do is your own business. Especially those of you watching at home, I don't think the technology's there yet for you to be arrested for watching this on YouTube. And there are so many nooks and crannies to this club. Backstage is like Spinal Tap would have never gotten to the stage. It's so complicated back there. And we're in the back of an elegant business park, the Esplanade Business Park. I came by yesterday just to check it out. The driver of the car was like, "Where are you going?" And I'm like, "The Coach House?" And there's like, "Well, this is the address, and this is just a business park." And I was like, "I bet you it's in there somewhere. Let's investigate. Let's not just give up and go back to the hotel." Fucking Uber driver with the thing pinging exactly where it is. So, I finally got here, and he didn't ask a lot of questions, which was good. Because I started to worry, like, why are you going to that place? Who's playing tonight, he would have said to me. And they were, you know, the club was dark last night. And I just came by to check it out. What is this? Was the way my voice sounded before wrong or is now wrong? Which one is the problem? That was like, for a second there, it was like I called into this show to talk. Like it was a call in from the radio where they don't turn their radio down. And there's that delay, so it sounds weird. But I think it sounds good now, I hope. That might be one of those cases where they tell me later, the show wasn't online yet. when that sound thing happened, that's when we went online. So if you're just joining us, we are at the Coach House at San Juan Capistrano! Gateway to San Clemente. What do you mean, hit him with the hind? So who traveled the farthest to be here this evening? Let's figure that out. This young lady's hand shot up. Where'd you come from? Florida? You did not come to California from Florida specifically for this show. You had other plans. You visited San Francisco first. Okay, doesn't count. What about this asshole over here? Where'd you come from, Florida as well? Miami. Specifically to see this podcast in San Juan Capistrano? Are you like, I am like the swallows and I need to return? Yeah, I got the fucking local references down, you guys. You really came just for this? You were at Coachella? You're going to Coachella this weekend. All right, good for you. It's the same acts as last weekend. It's a funny way to disparage Coachella. It's the same shit they did last weekend, dude. You're a weekend late. Oh, we got another hand over here. Where'd you come from? You came specifically for this from where in Oregon? Southern. Oh, well, then forget about it. If it was Northern Oregon, I'd be like, ooh, what a trip. What? What? You thought this was at Largo? You do. Your reading comprehension is terrible. The Coach House. How could you look at that and go, it's at Largo? Because you had to buy tickets somehow, right? You had to go to the Coach House website to buy your tickets. Maybe it's an alternate name for Largo. But so, and then was it like a scramble to get here in time? Or how'd you make it on time? When did you leave Largo? When did you give up on Largo? When you saw like the locked gates outside? Oh, you did look it up online. Good for you. Use that internet. It is there for you. But also, you are the winner of the drove the furthest contest. There's no prize. And you know what? You have to drive all the way back. That's even worse than a prize. But thank you so much for being here. Thank you to all of you for being here. We all know we're here for growing dank weed horticulture. That was suggested by Captain Smackin' Fresh. Captain Smack Fresh. Apologize for the extra syllable I put in there. Mary Jane got me and our guests awesome gift baskets for 420, and they gave us an extra one, so we're going to give that away to a lucky member of our 420 club. Sign up before the end of April to be eligible, and make sure you become a 420 club member to be eligible for monthly giveaways. Sign up at patreon.com/gettingdug. And let's do my Doug plugs before we get my guests out here, because they're all going to get all high and talk a lot. I'm going to be in Nashville this weekend, Austin, Texas on Saturday, April 29th, Rosemont, Illinois, May 4th through 6th, Lexington, Kentucky, May 7th, and Denver. I'm going to be on Mother's Day in Denver. Most of the shows are at 4:20 p.m. Did that throw you off at all? Were you at Largo at 4:20 today? Because that would have been fucked. For more info, go to DougLovesMovies.com. Are you ready to meet our guests? Four people who have been on the show before and one newbie, as I like to call them. Please give a big warm welcome to Taylor Rizzo, Felipe Sparza, Esther Koo, Jacob Siroff, and Josh Ransdell. Come on out here, you guys. Work your way through the labyrinth. Even David Bowie couldn't find the stage in this labyrinth of a club. I'll just fill in with the wondrous boat ride from Willy Wonka. There's no earthly way of knowing which direction. We've got two of them. Two of them are here. It's Josh and Taylor, you guys. Have a seat wherever you like.
Are these not the two that you wanted to?
What?
What? Okay, all right. This dude with the fucking hair and the bangs, I like that.
That's your first thing you say? This dude with the hair and the bangs?
That's all he is to me right now.
What about his shirts? He's got two interesting shirts on. Here they come, Jacob and Esther and Felipe Esparza.
What's up, fool?
What up, what's up, party fool? People?
Exciting lineup for an exciting evening of just getting
is it
really,
okay if I'm
really high?
High.
What's the what?
Is it okay if we're already high?
I think so. It's 420 all day.
I'm so, high, I don't remember flying to Nashville.
What? You feel like, is that this club seems like we're in Nashville joke? Let's meet my guests individually, starting with Esther Koo is here. It's more of a rock bar, but I guess it's got kind of a honky-tonk vibe, and I'm sure they have an occasional act that does that sort of thing. Esther?
Butts in.
Huh?
Nothing.
How you doing? How's your 420 treating you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
I just found out that McDonald's is no longer selling the Mac Jr.
Wait, so because you're like a children's menu type?
You could just get a double cheeseburger with time to put Big Mac sauce on it with a little bit of lettuce. And you get a Mac Jr. for 99 cents. I smoke a lot of weed, so I
yeah. That's what I call a 420 solution right there. And that's Felipe Esparza, everybody.
What's up, fool? Happy 420, motherfuckers. You guys can throw joints on stage if you want, you know. It's all good. A-ball's good, too.
How's it going, man? Thanks for being here, dude.
Oh, thanks for having me, Doug Benson.
You were doing a lot of social media backstage. You've really gotten into the social media thing?
Hell yeah. I was on Snapchat, Periscope, Instagram, Tinder, everything. Backpage.
Do you want to...
he said, what the fuck are you pointing at me for?
Do you want to whip out your phone right now and simulcast part of this experience?
Fuck yeah.
Let's get out to the, as many people as we possibly can.
Who knows the password?
Yeah. I love the way you start all of your, it feels like you start every one of your videos with something about the viewers being fools. I love that approach. I love just telling them right away, you're fucking dumb, and here we go.
We're all fools.
Right? I think that's what you're trying to say. That's the vibe. We are Groot. That's right, you guys. One of the biggest fans of Guardians of the Galaxy, Jacob Siroff, is here.
I love that as an intro. That's my one of the biggest. I've transitioned from prequel defender to Guardians fan.
Well, I agree. We both agree that Guardians is great, and we're both very excited for the new one.
I'm super excited. I'm so excited I watched Passengers the other day, just like because it was close enough. Like, whatever. I get to see his butt. I'm
Chris
cool,
Pratt, you know? In space is all you need.
And his butt in the shower.
And his yeah. butt in yeah. the shower yeah. and space.
Yeah.
All right. People agree with you, dude.
Yeah, well, I think they were giving devil horns to his to Felipe's Snapchat or whatever we're doing right now. What are we doing?
Okay.
Well, Instagram Live?
This is on Facebook Live now.
That's Facebook Live.
Fun. Yes.
Do I have to kill somebody or something?
Wait a minute.
Hey, hey.
This is 420, Jacob. This is...
That guy liked that.
All of the humor has to be sweet.
Are you
and
kidding?
Cute.
It's Hitler's fucking birthday.
I know,
what it is.
It's true.
I'm a Jew. That's what 420 means to me. I'm high every day. Only one day is Hitler's birthday.
So you just get mad high on 420? You're just like an angry high all day. Fucking
like,
Hitler!
Getting dug with high.
Hitler!
Yeah, man. I got extra baked, if you know what I mean.
Wow.
It's not a Jew
you
in here.
Are
fuck you guys. I'm the only Jew in the room. Fuck
a
you guys.
Jew Just saying the joke gets you to groan. That is that
well
is,
done.
That is a
well
PC
done.
Crowd.
Well, I'm still proud of the on the fly joke writing that I just did.
Yeah,
it's true.
I'm very alone, sir. But thank you for your support. I'll always be very alone.
Taylor Rizzo is here, you guys.
Hey.
Taylor Rizzo,
the Dab King of Hollywood.
That's me. That's what everybody calls me on the streets now.
Mm-hmm. You periscope under the name Mediocre Smoker. People enjoy
that's
that.
That's never got a laugh before just off the name, so that's fun.
Yeah, that's it's a tight rhyme, son.
Son? Yeah. I'm the Mediocre Smoker, just a mediocre guy. Who
with
also
a fantastic beard, though, right?
That's true. That's what I like to tell the girls.
All right.
I have a fantastic beard.
Oh, you just tell them straight up in case, you're at a service for dating blind people.
Exactly. Yeah, and they need to wash their hands at least twice before I let them touch my face. That's how blind people know what you look like. They touch your face.
Maybe do Holocaust jokes. I seem to like those more than the blind people jokes. Just gauging by the first 10 minutes of the show.
When a blind person grabs your face, aren't they just like, oh, is this a household tool I'm supposed to clean the sink with? What is this Brillo pad thingy on your... I had to say it. I had to say Brillo pad. I had to take it all the way there. Now, a lot of you may be wondering, who is this fifth gentleman on stage who looks like he is more likely to be in a band than be a stand-up comedian? And I'm very excited to say that this almost happened once before, but this is the first time that, dare I say it, a person from the private sector has been a guest on Getting Doug with High, and his name is Josh Ransdell, everybody.
Thank you.
Let's hear it for Josh.
I'm the luckiest stoner.
I need you to like him. I need you to like him in advance.
I appreciate it.
Like right away.
Crazy nervous.
Because he's crazy nervous and he's going to get high with us, but also he donated a shit ton of money to a great charity and won in an auction on the Podcast-a-thon. He won a seat on Doug Loves Movies. This isn't Doug Loves Movies. I apologize.
I am unprepared.
Holy shit. What if there's a pot smoker that's going to be stuck on that show?
If it was Doug Loves Movies, I'd be winning.
But you got a seat on Getting Doug with High, and you spent a pretty good deal of money for a organization called Smile Train Gets the Money. And they fix cleft palates on kids in third world countries, which is, as we all know, having a jacked up mouth and teeth is not it does not help your social life. I think we all know that.
Let's get these kids social lives.
Right? We want them to meet somebody and fall in love.
Yeah, they need Tinder profiles.
Yeah, exactly.
And have that with a jacked up mouth tooth situation.
Let me run down some facts about our new friend Josh. He plays guitar.
No.
And bass, right?
Correct.
How big of a leap is that for a person who's got any talent to play both?
It's just stringed instruments in general are fantastic. If you've got any ability, that's the way to go.
Right?
So you play a lot of viola?
Lot of viola.
Says here you're a vegan.
You have one? I'll try.
Vegan? You're a vegan?
Yes, sir.
How's that working out?
Wonderfully.
Okay.
Next question.
Lifelong smoker.
Correct.
Says here, so you're going to do it if it kills you.
Midnight toker.
Till it kills you. Yeah.
Someone said.
You know that band's played this club.
Steve Miller?
Yeah, you know Steve Miller band's been here. Failed dog foster. What's that about?
I've attempted to foster dogs on a number of occasions and fall in love with them, and then they end up just staying. That's failure.
Aww.
They won't let me.
So you're just a dog owner?
Dog owner, yes. I tried giving them away.
That's it.
All right.
Just bought a dog.
Before this crowd falls completely in love with Josh.
I'm a failed child
I've
abandoner. I've
got to say that he's
around.
Been with his girlfriend Kelly for 20 plus years.
Kelly.
You're not married?
Yeah.
Not married. She ain't the one. Huh?
I like her way 20... too much. That's my line.
How do you pull that off? 20 years. 20 years.
A,
like
there's a lot of pressure from the kids. Hey, Dad, you gonna marry mom or what?
Does she get? She gets high too. That's how you avoid marriage.
I'm sorry. Repeat that.
Does she smoke weed too?
No, not currently. No.
What?
Well,
why isn't she pressuring you for marriage?
It's.
Not all 20 girls. Years, not all man. Girls want to get married, Doug.
Okay, good for that.
It's just nice we've tried.
Non pot smoking person. Is she a vegan also?
She is. Yes.
Well, at least you got that going.
Correct. I'm vegan too.
It's nice. I don't.
People don't believe me.
Felipe
I'm so
wants
fat.
To fuck you.
Yeah, everybody thought that was a joke. Felipe.
It's 19 minutes after the hour, you guys. And even though we've all pretty much pledged to be high all day on 420, we might as well get extra high right now that it is almost 20 minutes after the hour and 420 somewhere.
Oh, shit.
And 420 somewhere.
Here come the bags. Filled with some sort of sativa, I assume. Let me look and see here. So is your girlfriend here tonight, Josh?
No. She stayed home to watch our dogs.
Oh, all right.
Are you guys lesbians? Why don't you have real children? 20 fucking years, no kids?
I didn't come to defend myself. I mean,
you're a failed
guys,
woman
this
impregnator.
Guy's asleep right here.
Congratulations. You gave a lot of money to charity. What the fuck is wrong with your relationships?
Happy 420, everybody.
Happy 420.
Yay, Josh! I think we're mostly smoking a sativa called Clementine. Oh, my darling. And then an indica named Skywalker may creep into the mix at some point. But let's all go ahead and hit this.
Silence as Doug hits the bag.
Oh, that's nice. That is smooth. This is...
Ooh, that is delicious.
More.
Taylor, isn't that the first time you've smoked from a vapor bag?
Yeah, this is not only the first time I've smoked from a vapor bag, but the first time that I've actually had, like, weed vaporized and not, like, concentrates or a vape pen or whatever. So
yeah, yeah.
Hopefully this is a whole new level of high that I find right now.
Or different or whatever, you know. We'll see what happens. No pressure.
Enjoyable, at least.
Cool.
No matter what happens, you're still going to have your keys on your belt like you're the supervisor of your building.
I left my keys in my car for an entire concert one time with my car running. So now I make sure that they're right here in my pants every day.
Smart. I like it. Very smart. I want more of this. Gimme, gimme. Thank you for the encouragement, sir. The gentleman yelled out, "Go, Doug!" I appreciate every single one of you for making that leap of saying, "Will it be entertaining enough to watch Doug and his friends getting high?" Yeah, and you guys went for it. You may be regretting it, but you're here. Let's do some pod topics.
Pod topics.
Pod topics.
I thought we were supposed to do it.
I love it.
Josh did it.
You weren't ready?
Yeah, that was great. Lots of random people saying it in the audience. Nobody together. Because that's not the style of the pot smoker. We all march to the beat. There it is. You know, we all march to the beat of a different triangle player. It's coming back at you, Jacob. Those nice folks at Mary Jane that I mentioned earlier, they came up with the pot topics for tonight. At least the first few.
Pot topics!
We went at it aggressively, Taylor, for someone who's never done it before. You just finished the bag and... Now you're holding it like a fucking condom after a particularly unpleasant experience.
Yeah, I'm a little less disgusted with myself, but it does feel odd just holding it.
That's a big condom. I mean, a totally normal-sized condom, obviously.
No, it's for your fist. Like you guys have never been fisted before, you fucking jerks.
You guys can groan all you want, but this is on the internet, and ultimately the world is going to decide.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I should remind you that as much fun as it is to go as deep and dark as possible, we're also being watched right now and in perpetuity until robots turn off all communications by humans.
That escalated super quick. Super quick.
I was super worried about robots. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
I may be gone.
I'm not.
I'm not a crazy paranoid person, but robots bother me.
Says the biggest robot here.
Right. Wait, what?
What?
Aren't we all robots?
Well, why is Doug the biggest robot?
We're living in a simulation.
Oh, shit. Wow. Philippe is playing that bag like he's in the band Korn. That's right.
Oh,
you guys
good.
Probably came in here tonight. Will there be bagpipe humor? Who knows? Let's wait and see. We're really high. We'd love some bagpipe humor.
Esther and I drove down together, and she said she had never met Felipe, and I was like, it's exactly what you think. It's like there's no character. It's the same. It's exactly what you think.
Doug, I'm just surprised these people have Wi-Fi and know you from the internet.
I don't know what that's about. I don't know why you're going after the crowd.
Yeah, go after Josh.
Yeah, man.
I mean, a lot of them are wearing festive marijuana gear, which I appreciate.
Happy 420. I take it back.
I think it's a handsome... Yeah, you know, you're just trying to have fun.
Yeah. You were talking about the audience... The audience?
I was just talking about that guy.
Oh, I know.
With the mullet.
He's like me. He used to go to Mexico to party. Now he go there for the medicine.
That guy does look amazing.
That's, he from
the
Black
hair
Sabbath.
Of Zooey Deschanel and Tommy the mustache Iommi. Of Tom Selleck. I like it.
Mary Jane tells me that there's three findings from a new study called Weed in the American Family, which asked about political and social beliefs regarding cannabis. 83% of people polled are in favor of medical marijuana. Especially that guy over there who is in need of some medical marijuana immediate. Stat. 49% said they would support a plan that allows marijuana to be taxed and regulated. Yeah, I've seen other studies that say it's in the 50s, so that's good news. Also, adults overwhelmingly support cannabis use by professional athletes. Yeah. Let's make the Olympics interesting. Because people who are high will try some shit. They will try to jump too far, too high. Too long.
Jumping off a roof into a pool would be an Olympic sport.
Yeah, I don't... I don't really... I think the reason that they would allow it, and you guys can disagree if you want, is that ultimately it doesn't... If anything, it would kind of maybe hinder somebody's performance. Like, I don't know if being high is really going to...
Yeah, I never understood that. Like, there's been, like, boxers who've been, like, disqualified for testing positive for weed. I'm like, if you can fight Stone, you deserve a belt just for that.
I think maybe it's like you could take more hits if you're high, like if it's like a pain reducer, you know.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I punch a lot of people in the face, and they tell me thank you for passing me that dupe first. More people will play golf's fucking frisbee.
Frisbee golf.
Exactly.
Golf frisbee, man.
Golf frisbee.
Or frisbee golf, whatever it is.
Joe Rogan smokes weed before he works out.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Who does?
I'd say most of the people in this room probably do.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I work out all the time.
I mean, most people in this room work out before doing everything. So why not before working out? I love a good high workout, you know? Like, for one thing, you work out for like 2 minutes and you're like, I've been here for an hour. This is good. You don't do that when you're not on marijuana. But let's go, before we go to our first break, let's go down the line and just do some plugs. Whatever hot thing you got coming up that you want to plug, because the audience is going to come and go from this broadcast. So, Jacob Siroff, what's coming up for you?
Oh, I'm not going to plug anything except this TV show that I wrote on called Problematic with Moshe Kasher, which just debuted on Tuesday. And
Watch that on Tuesday nights on Comedy Central.
We're all pretty proud of it, yeah.
Yeah, cool. I think it's going to be great. Taylor Rizzo?
Yeah, just watch my Periscope, Mediocre Smoker.
Yeah.
Lately, I've been doing this thing called a reading practice, where I practice reading. And I read a chapter of a Goosebumps book because I'm dyslexic and not very good at reading, so I'm trying to learn.
Aw, Goosebumps.
So, yeah, I get super high, and I try to read a Goosebumps book.
Yeah,
it's not
good. I think that's great. Drag everybody into your painful process.
I'm not going to do it alone.
You're just trying to get that dyslexic pussy. You're not really dyslexic.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you could do it alone. Maybe you could do it alone if you didn't read something that's so scary.
Yeah. It is pretty scary.
Right? You're just giving yourself extra reasons to be anxious. Josh Ransdell, what do you got coming up, buddy? You got any road gigs coming up? Can we see you playing the bass or the guitar somewhere?
No, mostly the living room.
Do you want to give out your address? People can just come by?
Everybody, yeah. Just find me in New Mexico. Yeah.
All right. Could you be more specific? Like,
No, that's a specific zip.
What's your zip? Just give us your zip and we'll all just, it'll be a fun game. We'll find Josh.
Oh, no.
Esther Koo.
Hey. I'm going to be in the Island of Rhode. In Providence, Island of Rhode, April 28th and 29th at the Comedy Connection.
Oh, lovely club.
Yes. And then you could see me this summer on Sorry Not Sorry.
Where's that at?
On Go 90.
Go 90?
Yeah.
All right. Make sure I'm saying it right. DouglasMovies.com is where all my stuff is at. Thank you for joining us on 420.
I'll be at the Irvine.
Hang on a second.
You forgot about the Mexican.
Hang on. I'm saving the best for last.
I'll be at the Irvine Improv Memorial Day weekend. That's in May. And season finale of the show Superstore on NBC. I play Cody.
DouglasMovies.com is where all my stuff is at. Felipe Esparza, do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Check out my podcast, What's Up, Fool?
What's Up, Fools? We'll be right back!
Weed Week is happening soon on Viceland, the TV channel from Vice. It's literally what it sounds like, a week of weed on TV. Like Shark Week, but with weed. Weed Week starts April 17th and ends on 420. They are premiering new seasons of shows like Bon Appetit, where top chefs cook a fancy five-course meal with weed, infusing everything from the wine to the steak to the dessert. And Weedikit returns, exploring the current culture and politics around weed in America, from the growers to the smokers, the doctors, parents, and everyday people impacted by marijuana policies. Rapper Action Bronson is coming back in a 420 special of Fuck That's Delicious to get really stoned and eat a bunch of great food around New York City with his friends. And late nights, Desus and Mero move their Viceland show to LA for the week so they can legally celebrate the high holy days. Weed Week starts April 17th on Viceland. Go to Viceland.com to find your channel. Welcome to the future of dabbing with The Dipper. The Dipper is making concentrate consumption more approachable than ever. No more giant mad scientist torch. The Dipper provides non-fire hazard dabbing while allowing you to really taste your concentrate and effectively choose how much to consume. It's easy to use and easy to clean. Best of all, the Dipper does double duty. Switch the vapor tip atomizer with the quartz crystal atomizer to use the Dipper as a pack-and-go vape pen. Couldn't be simpler. Go to dipstickvapes.com
to learn more and get your dipper today. Hey, everybody. So that we don't have to do it in the show, I'm going to do it during the breaks. I want to say subscribe to this show if you haven't already. And click the like button as it helps fight against people who flag our videos. And you can also subscribe on iTunes for the audio-only version of the show. And also, our web store is now through Villaby.com. We'll put it on the screen, I think, maybe. check it out. You can still visit us at the same URL, bit.ly/DougMerch. Order your mugs, t-shirts, and blue cards. Get blue cards. We'll sign them, and then the post office will put something right over the signature, and it's a big waste of money. Cards for high manity, I like to call it. Thanks, you guys. Enjoy your day.
Points. Going forward, starting today, we can only afford to give you 200 a day.
Well, actually, the thing is that we agreed on 300 earlier, and then that's already pretty low for me.
Yeah.
And if there's a
moose.
Possibility.
Okay. So, have you seen my bagel?
Have you seen my bagel?
Okay, so I was wondering.
That guy is a fucking riot.
So 300 is already too low, and I'm going.
I know. I mean, we're putting more money in front of the camera. We're putting that money in front of the camera, which is great for everybody. Hello. Hello. Hi.
Hey.
Oh, sorry, we're closed.
Well, it says you're open till 2. Oh, I actually wasn't gonna get anything to eat. I was hoping I could just get a cup of coffee.
That's all you're gonna get was just a cup of coffee?
Yeah, a cup of coffee would be great.
All right, I'll put on a pot.
Thanks.
Three. Blast off! I forgot to say that at the beginning. We're not in this basement. We're in San Juan Capistrano! California! F-A-M-A-T-L-E-R. Tijuana, Mexico. Hi. Esther's on her device.
Felipe's device. I'm filming him.
Oh, you're holding Felipe's device?
I mean,
happy 420, everybody.
Yeah. You don't have to finish the bag every time it's passed to you.
This is also how they perform a vasectomy.
It's kind of a cross between Gallagher and Carrot Top. We got Taylor Rizzo, yeah. Josh Ransdell, Jacob Siroff, Esther Koo and Felipe Esparza on the stage.
What's up, Koo?
At the legendary Coach House. I don't know. That's right. Great crowd hanging out. A lot of people stepped out during the break. They're coming back in. Not sure why they would need to go outside. Guess the lines for the men's room and the ladies' room are too long. Or maybe there's a lot of transgendered people here. They're just forced to go outside and do it on a tree.
Tell them to bring their posters out, Doug.
Right? What? That's the wrong show, Esther. Don't fucking confuse me. Oh, shit. No, we got more pot topics to talk about.
Pot topics.
This is also from our friends at Mary Jane. 31% of cannabis users prefer smoking weed alone. Is that you, Esther? That's how you feel about it?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
I would probably do 98% of my weed smoking alone.
okay?
Yeah,
I'm right there with him.
Yeah, me too, man.
Bless you.
I do. Wait, what? Really? I thought it was a real big social thing.
Those are the 31% who don't contract oral herpes.
I do like to get
a cold sore and shit.
I do like to smoke alone. I'll give you that. I do enjoy it a great deal, but you know, it's fun to do it with other people as well.
Well, because you get horny and then you just want to masturbate. So it's awkward when there's a whole room full of people there.
Wait, so getting too high makes you too horny?
You know what I mean?
Right now, you're too horny?
Nah, I mean.
No, because I haven't been inhaling. I've been outhaling.
Oh, smart.
You so horny?
Long time.
But I'd imagine there's a lot of people watching at home who are, you know, smoking alone and watching this. And maybe.
Smoking weed alone prevents suicide, kids.
That, I wouldn't be surprised if that were a true statistic, if it just didn't sound just terrible to say out loud.
That's what Aaron...
weed or you will kill yourself.
Shit. The worst thing you do is pick up your kids late from school. That's it. You're at Best Buy.
That's right. If Aaron Hernandez had some access to weed, he'd still be here.
The kids at school, right? That's a safe place.
Too soon. Come on.
Wait, what?
That's my...
I didn't even notice what you said, so I'll just keep moving.
Here you go.
It was an Aaron Hernandez joke, but I'm telling you guys, go Holocaust. This is a Holocaust crowd. When are you going to learn? If you want to do edgy on this show, Holocaust is a sweet spot.
Them
establish
Jews,
that early.
Them Jews always telling us what to goddamn do.
You always take all the air out of it like you're saving its life. You do it with such passion and immediacy. Do I finish this one off?
Hell yeah.
All right.
I'm Scottish.
For our friends who drove down from Oregon, one of the greatest states in the land. Yeah.
What part of Oregon?
Southern Oregon. That's all she will reveal. I tried my best earlier, but... they got a customer protection bill in Oregon, the proposal would require the state's cannabis retailers to destroy all customer information within 30 days and to halt the collection of new customer data. Yeah, that's pretty interesting. I mean, I don't give a shit what list I am on for smoking weed. I'm pretty sure I'm the top of most of them, but it's pretty cool that somebody's out there trying to get names removed from that so they can't be used against you in some way. Yeah. Right? I don't know. Seemed like a good one. Thanks, Mary Jane.
I missed the whole thing. Like, literally,
well, let me recap, because people loved it.
Here you go, Jacob. There's not much in there, just like your career.
Whoa. All of a sudden it turned into a roast battle. Like, what happened?
I think Esther's in permanent roast battle. Like this, you've just been taking shots all night. What are you drinking? You having
a
cocktail?
That's why I can do that.
No, you're just drinking Pellegrino. So, yeah. I got some more pot topics.
Pot topic.
Oh, pot topic. Attention. I'm saying hot topics.
You got it?
Got it.
You've been on the show before, even.
Yeah.
Felipe thought this show was sponsored by his favorite clothing company, Hot Topics.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Ross, dress for less.
A study published in the Journal of Health Affairs this last Tuesday examined whether patients are substituting medical marijuana for prescription drugs and looked at all Medicaid prescriptions from 2007 to 2014 in states with medical marijuana laws. And they found that the total Medicaid savings associated with medical marijuana ranged from 260... What?
Why is she Mexican now?
I said marijuana?
Marijuana.
That's how we're saying it now, to make the word less racist. Because somebody yelled at me on Twitter today about, he said, Doug Benson is a racist.
Because the word marijuana was tossed around a lot by people who wanted to stop, wanted to abuse Mexicans. So they wanted to make it sound like a scary Mexican word. And so anyway, a guy yelled at me today about it. So I apologize for mispronouncing marijuana, but it's a tense subject for me right now. But the point being just that Medicaid saved a shit ton of money because people got weed instead of all those expensive pills that they would have been taking.
Smoke weed every day.
Right? We need a fucking drop of that sample right there. There you go, sir. Just tax it.
Do you get higher if you ruin the bag? Like, is that a thing?
Yeah, if you pop it, you're going to be the highest you've ever been.
Oh,
yeah.
I guess so.
You got to make it whistle.
Or you have a fun recreation of an airbag going off. And
you only get higher if it was like if you were sniffing glue right now in the out of the bag. Or spray can. Old school, right, sir? You know what I'm talking about. Making a model plane.
West Virginia is on board. Next topic.
What?
Next topic.
Poor West Virginia.
No, it just looks like they're going to use, for certain medical conditions, you can use marijuana.
There's rather than prescribing long-ass 60, list here. 60 caplets of OxyContin.
Right, exactly. That's exactly the point, I think.
Who's on OxyContin, huh?
But West Virginia is a good one, right? Because they're like, they should be super into tobacco and fighting against marijuana, and they seem to be accepting it. So I say they should just grow marijuana instead of tobacco. Seems like that'd be easy enough for them to figure out. One of my high ideas. Pot topic number 3.
Pot topic.
And now they are on that fucking button. I can't slip a pot topic by them now.
Pot topic.
They are fucking pot topic ready.
Pot topic.
Somebody else try it.
Hot topic.
Hot topic.
They were really ready that time.
Pot topic.
Esther sounded like it, though, but it only works when I say pot topic.
Pot topic.
You know, with great power comes great responsibility. And if I just let all of you just say pot topic all willy-nilly,
pot topic,
then we wouldn't get enough. We'd just constantly fucking hear pot topic.
Can I try one more time?
Sure.
Pot topic.
It sounds great. You nail it every time.
No, but the voices don't go on. I don't have that power like you do.
Some guy's like, yeah, you do. You have that power, Esther. Summon that power. Pot drive-thru. Yeah.
McDonald's.
The country's first ever drive-thru weed dispensary opens today in Parachute, Colorado. But they'll fucking try anything in Parachute, Colorado. They're the danger capital of the world.
Did they invent skydiving there?
I don't know, man. It's called the Tumbleweed Express Drive-Thru. It's the same laws as any other dispensary, except you're not allowed to throw it in park and just finish the order. Oh, shit, you can't have kids or friends under 21 in the car.
Oh. Is it food, too, or is it just...
It's a dispensary. But great question, Josh.
I'm trying to pitch in where I can here.
You're doing great, man.
What is, what's...
Happy 420, everybody.
Josh! Josh!
And the Holocaust.
Good job.
I'm getting it.
Oh, shit. You guys know Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker? Yeah, he doesn't seem... I don't think I like him. But he signed Senate Bill Number 10, legalizing in Wisconsin the medicinal use of marijuana extract. So he did the right thing on that, I guess. Not going to make me like him.
Why don't you like him? What's his deal?
His deal is he was all fucking union bustery and... tried to run for president.
I hate that.
That fucked up.
I've never cared for the man. Maybe this is a path to us coming together and seeing eye to eye, but it's also kind of a very minor advance to say that for medicine, you can use an extract.
Doug, are you able to see anybody eye to eye?
You're not even looking at me when you ask me that question, so it seems like a trick.
Are you just sitting there writing roast jokes in your head?
I'm really bummed about my career still, actually.
I think you're the first Asian to make fun of how my eyes look. It seems like a weird... seems like you're opening up a strange door when you do that.
And she made fun of a Jew's career in show business. She's breaking boundaries.
I love the name of this pot topic.
Hot topic.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Sure is.
It's just called alcohol worse. Some sort of global research firm did a cannabis culture report investigating public opinion in Canada and the U.S. and found pot is viewed more favorably. Says the guy who's high and drunk right now. Pot is viewed more favorably than alcohol, among other items. No shit. Yeah, right. Why do we call it Pot Topics? So it was because we called
Pot
No
Topic.
No shit. You have a song ready for that?
No
shit.
Esther, sing No Shit right now, and we'll have that soundbite.
No shit.
Terrible.
Am I supposed to sing it?
Do you think like you've ever taken any instruction in your life?
No, I suffer from severe ADD. That's why I need weed.
You go super rogue, though. Like, you never do what you're told. Not that you should. But I'm just saying.
I have a problem with authority figures.
Right, but who's an authority figure right now?
You. You're the one standing.
We're all just standing around with our bags in our hands.
You're not the boss of me.
Check out this guy right here, man. Look at him. What's up?
I keep looking at this guy, and I know it's a hoodie kind of thing, but it looks like you're from Starship Enterprise. That doesn't help. It just looks like you're going to the surface of a planet. This is a cold planet. Be sure to wear your hoodie. Phasers on warm.
This is Seth Rogen's little brother right here.
What? I thought he was a Zach Perlman lookalike. Do you know who Zach Perlman is?
I love King Kong.
It's like when Don Rickles died, his ghost jumped into Esther's body.
She gets high, she roasts people. That's just her deal.
Them Jews can never get over shit. Am I right, folks?
This motherfucker.
Am I right, folks?
Do
Did you get into some internet thing about, like, you said something about somebody that was Asian and Asians got mad at you?
Oh, I said that I love the video of the guy getting dragged off the United Airlines flight, and I watched it over and jerked off to it.
That upset people? What is wrong with people? Don't they understand?
I know,
a great,
they're so sensitive nowadays,
masturbation,
right?
Joke?
Yeah, human sexuality is like a broad thing. It's different for everybody. Whatever turns Esther on, you know? I've jerked off to weird shit, is all I'm saying. So I understand the United Airlines video didn't do it for me, but I could see how for someone else it would be erotic.
I saw a skateboarding dog recently that I almost jerked off to that.
See?
It was so cute.
In person?
I noticed a weird thing. Like, the news, the local news just shows viral videos like that's news. They just go, here's a dog in a skateboard park doing some tricks. And I was watching it. I wasn't thinking about masturbating it, but
it's all propaganda, Doug.
You think dogs are going to take over? Which animal's going to take over quicker, panel? Dogs or apes?
Raccoons.
Wow.
They have
opposable thumbs. We got a write-in candidate.
Yeah. They do.
Raccoons?
They have opposable thumbs. They're so creepy. And they do like this, like they're hatching plots and stuff.
Raccoons are like dogs, but they can untie shit.
I'm really... Yeah, raccoons, it's not going
to
be...
But don't raccoons always look like prisoners, so they're easy to spot and round up? They've got the old-timey black and white prison garb on.
Take it. They're creepy.
Yeah, okay.
How about birds? We are in San Juan Capistrano.
Right, where the swallows come back. When do they come back, you guys?
After the show.
March, so it just happened? What do you have to do? Stay inside for a day, cover your cars? What happens when the swallows return? You guys get drunk? It's a big drinking day? Holy shit. I think the characters in that Hitchcock movie, The Birds, would have fared much better if they were all shit-faced. Instead of going out there and, you know, trying to be sober, fighting those things off.
Who swallows?
Everyone who eats.
All right. This guy swallows.
I think we have time to get in one more pot. He coughed over it.
Esther raised my hand like I was the world champion of swallowing. This guy, the champ of swallowing.
I would like to see the two of you in a roast battle. Oh. Maybe we can
I don't do roast battles.
Jeff Rouse.
I'm way too roastable.
I
would never do a roast battle. I'm way too roastable. There's way too much shit on me. I'm too sensitive. I'm like good at being.
I don't roast people who I've butt-fucked before.
Thanks.
Too much history there.
What?
You know, skinny white guys. That's what we love. That's what our people love.
You just like to get them and just butt-fuck them?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Jacob.
When I was squirting on him, he was stuck to the wall for 2 days.
Wait, what? Can you repeat the question?
With sticky rice.
What had happened? Is this about me?
He's acting like he don't remember.
I don't know what we're talking about.
This pot topic is a rough one. That's why I was allowing that to continue.
I'm gonna.
Because I was just looking at it like, what am I gonna do with this?
Well,
these people before me. They deserve a show. But I'm gonna try it. See what happens. Attorneys in Oregon now have their own specialty with the Oregon State Bar, the Cannabis Law Section,
was created to assist lawyers in navigating the growing area of state and federal law. And Oregon's now the third state in the nation after Colorado and Michigan to recognize cannabis as a legal specialty. So there's a profession out there, you guys, of just pot lawyer. I mean, I guess there already was that, but now... now it's a specialty. Congratulations. Congratulations, pot law. All right, let's go down the line. Let's do some plugs. Taylor, what do you got to plug?
Watch my Periscope. Do I plug the same thing? I don't have a lot of things. Oh, I have an album. Listen to my album. It's called Potential.
People are just joining in throughout this presentation. I don't know how many people are watching, but, you know, I just want to make sure they get it. And, you know, it's good. It's a good crowd to repeat things to.
Yeah, you're right.
I haven't seen a single person in this room take out a pen and paper. So you have a good chance they'll remember. They'll be like, tomorrow, they'll be like, that was that Rizzo guy was doing something. Yeah.
Well, get out your pens and paper. Just follow my Twitter, at Taylor Rizzo. I'm taking up time. I'm so sorry, Josh.
Important plugs.
This is so important.
You're doing
to you.
Great. Don't worry about it. Everyone's a little high. How is it treating you, the experience of just using the vaporizer bags? I know you're trying to take a drink with your back to the audience.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir.
I thought you moved on to Josh. I was just trying to take myself out of the equation.
First of all, I don't know why you spun around in your chair. I left you in charge of the con, and or whatever that word is that they say in Star Trek.
I feel great. I would like to buy my own volcano. If you'd like to donate to that, I would appreciate it.
I've been waiting for the volcano price to come down, but it hasn't really. It's kind of crazy how it just hovers at like...
$420? Is that what it is?
You know what? That'd be a little less than I was going to say.
Yeah.
But still too much.
Oh, I thought I was over it.
How much could it cost them to make one of those things? $20? But they are great.
No volcano engineers in here?
It's worth it if you can afford it, but, you know, it's tough.
I can't.
Yeah. So you're out there with your fucking dab rig.
That's all I got.
Because you already had the torch from your various welding gigs.
Exactly. It's only $3, the torch.
Works out pretty good.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Josh Ransdell, big donation to charity to be here tonight.
I'm freaking out.
Gave a lot of his money.
Freaking out.
To Smile Train, a great organization.
Thank you for having me, seriously. And thank you. This is awesome.
Dude, I'm glad you're having a good time. You know, I didn't really consult with you about who the other guests would be. Were you excited to be on with these folks?
They've been fantastic. This has been a joy. Some of you have been meaner than I expected. But it's 420, and this has really been a blast. Thanks, everybody.
Nobody's been mean to you yet.
Not specifically, but I'm terrified of it happening soon.
I was a little mean.
Do you ever get, like, any Joe Walsh comparisons? Joe Walsh?
No, I don't.
I mean, I was going to say...
Would you say that life's been good so far?
I think Josh...
Motherfucker! Where are you?
I think Josh looks like he would be like in a Christian AC/DC cover band.
Oh, here it starts.
What a Macaulay Culkin.
He's like if Casper the Friendly Ghost was in human form.
Like the Christian version of AC/DC would wear long pants. That's the only difference.
He seems cool.
Yeah. Oh, so you wouldn't be good at roasting, would you? You'd just be like, that guy's all right.
It's all right.
I don't mind.
I appreciate
that.
I'll sleep on his couch.
He does pretty good. I could crash with that guy. Yeah, I don't mind that.
You can see
yeah.
Josh on Mallrats 4.
That was good. I like that one.
I actually like these two.
I don't like it anymore.
That's a compliment.
At least you got a career.
What I tell you about the Jews, right?
You guys are so roasted.
Whose turn is it to plug? Jacob?
I that's two rounds of plugs. That's intense. I'm
telling you, we're plugging at the end of every act.
Well, I was just in New York writing on another show called Comedy Knockouts on True TV. It's a fun show. So there's going to be new episodes of that coming on sometime, I assume, this year.
Okay.
So watch
good plug.
That also.
Good job. Yeah.
Okay. Fun show. Really fun show to write on and to work on. And I think it's going to be funny.
All right, great.
What's up, fools?
Esther Coop.
I'll be in
Where
Providence.
Where are you?
I'll be in Providence, Rhode Island, April 28th and 29th.
At the Comedy Connection.
At the Comedy Connection.
Boop, boop.
Get your HIV infection.
That is a terrible way to promote a show.
No, but that's the club slogan.
Vaccine.
I mean, there'll be some real thrill seekers that'll come out, but most people...
Free HIV infection vaccines at the Comedy Connection in Rhode Island next weekend. If you come to my show specifically.
All right.
Just next weekend.
Okay.
And look for me in Sorry, Not Sorry this summer, 2017. What's up, fool?
What's up, fool? I'll be at the Irvine Improv Memorial Day weekend. That's the last week of May, Irvine Improv at the Spectrum. Yeah.
Ooh.
And check out my podcast, What's Up, Fool?
The Spectrum. They've got a Ferris wheel and a merry-go-round. Yeah, I'm too old and single to know that. Creepy. DougLovesMovies.com is where you can go for all of my things. And this one's all done, I think. But maybe you could get some action.
DougLovesMovies.com. .com, Felipe.
.com. What was it that used to end that way?
I'm double fisting now.
What? Which? I give up. Stop mumbling things. Like the dozen of you are telling me something and I can't hear any of you.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
This always works. Just cup it. Yell it out.
Expedia.com. Thank you. See, we went from enemies to friends. That's in the 420 spirit. Holy shit. I just remember there was an indica mixed in here at some point. So it's a good thing I'm standing because I one of these beauties, I could be asleep in one of these.
It never ends.
One of these stools, I could just nod right out. But I haven't perfected sleeping completely standing up yet. It's the only thing keeping me awake right now. Is
I think for like the average...
Standing here and hosting a show are the only things that are keeping me from Betty by time.
For a guy like Josh, this must be like going on Fear Factor or something. Like, or, I mean, I feel like that a little bit.
Like being
the worst nightmare to just get as stoned as you can in front of a group of strangers.
Well, it's funny you should mention that, Jacob, because it is kind of like Fear Factor tonight, and you're the first one eliminated.
Oh, really? I don't even get to eat a bug or anything.
We've been measuring how much the guests have been smoking, and whoever smokes the least has to leave.
Oh, that's bullshit. I want to do a video challenge.
All right, let's go to the video challenge.
I want to go to a replay. I'm throwing the flag.
Just go to that challenge. Now let's go to some a little commercial break, and I'm gonna compose myself, maybe take a sweet nap, and we'll be back with more after this. Thanks, you guys.
San Francisco, you're so lucky to live here. I love it here. You know, it's like the neighborhoods here. Just I feel like New York has the neighborhood thing, of course, but it's like not quite the same.
I never thought of it that way, but that is true.
Yeah, well, it's just true, like, what's your favorite neighborhood in San Francisco? Like, where do you like to hang out?
My house. Our house.
Yeah, but like if you go out, you know, for like girls' night or something like that, like
I don't know girls' night.
Yeah, but you go out sometimes.
Around the house.
I mean, you go to Safeway to buy groceries.
You know, I have a friend who just opened a boutique, and he's a designer too, but he has this great shop, and I was thinking we could go and try on dresses and just get something.
Oh, I'd love to try on a dress. Just kidding.
I think that's a bad idea, probably.
Weed Week is happening soon on Viceland, the TV channel from Vice. It's literally what it sounds like, a week of weed on TV. Like Shark Week, but with weed. Weed Week starts April 17th and ends on 420. They are premiering new seasons of shows like Bon Appetit, where top chefs cook a fancy five-course meal with weed, infusing everything from the wine to the steak to the dessert. And Weedikit returns, exploring the current culture and politics around weed in America, from the growers to the smokers, the doctors, parents, and everyday people impacted by marijuana policies. Rapper Action Bronson is coming back in a 420 special of Fuck That's Delicious to get really stoned and eat a bunch of great food around New York City with his friends. And late nights, Desus and Mero move their Viceland show to LA for the week so they can legally celebrate the high holy days. Weed Week starts April 17th on Viceland. Go to Viceland.com to find your channel. Welcome to the future of dabbing with The Dipper. The Dipper is making concentrate consumption more approachable than ever. No more giant mad scientist torch. The Dipper provides non-fire hazard dabbing while allowing you to really taste your concentrate and effectively choose how much to consume. It's easy to use and easy to clean. Best of all, the Dipper does double duty. Switch the vapor tip atomizer with the quartz crystal atomizer to use the Dipper as a pack-and-go vape pen. Couldn't be simpler. Go to dipstickvapes.com to learn more and get your Dipper today.
It's getting dark with high. Gonna get in there in the basement for your entertainment. It's getting dark with high.
With a lot of people that were there.
Is that it? Are we really back?
A lot of people were just...
Hey, everybody. On the internet. Here in the room, it's a little light because I get it. You're watching us do this up here, and you're just like, when I get a chance, when I get a break, I'm going to run outside. And so it's a lot of people go out there. Next thing you know, they're running, they're walking around in a business park. They end up in some other business. Like, there's probably 5 or 10 people that came to this show tonight that are just getting a tan right now. The nearby tanning place. We'll try to ease everybody back into it. Oh, my God, there's so many bags going on right now. This is like a movie with a lot of clouds in it, if I could have thought of one that has a lot of clouds in it. Like The Aviator up here. I guess we just each hang on to our own.
You know, marching Rizzo.
Esther, are you good?
The comic.
What are you guys talking about down there?
Rizzo's.
You. What happened?
Beard stuff.
Yeah. Are you guys really beard chatting over there?
Yeah, talking about various oils and tinctures that we use to now.
ISIS.
You know. ISIS. We did both get accused of being an ISIS on a live on a live stream earlier, so.
But
jerks
never,
on the internet.
We never won anything, but we've been randomly selecting out every airport in America.
I just avoid the airport altogether.
Catch a bus, fuck.
But yeah, how do you... So you're only available in Southern California?
You're Belinda.
You should just,
I mean,
like,
if you
want
to offer me a gift...
You should shave and travel. It's great. What do you like... Are you religious?
I'm also, I'm just afraid of airplanes as well, so it's just, they kind of work together. It's a perfect Venn diagram.
Oh, that's a good way to do it. If you're afraid of airplanes, grow out your beard, look like you shouldn't be allowed on airplanes.
Yeah.
Really takes care of it for you. Like, I'm trying to lose weight so I don't have a refrigerator. I just eat raw, warm meat.
Why wouldn't you just eat vegetables, man?
Oh, shit. Are you kidding me? Those things are gross.
Just keep it.
Fill up our own bag.
Oh, my God. I was looking at my phone because there's somebody here in the audience tonight, but I don't want to drag him into the show, but I want to say hi to him at some point. But I got some more. How's it going, Esther?
It's good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. We had some music that we played coming back from commercial that was by a dude named Tim Donovan, and you can find him on Twitter at Adult Twim, and Instagram is Timothy Donovan.
The O's are zeros.
Timothy Donovan.
Yeah, and all the O's.
I thought you played for the Spurs.
So it's a tricky one. And also from the past. I don't know why we probably should have a new one or get a new one at sometime soon. Do you guys like it? Do you have any recollection of it at all?
I don't even know what we're talking about.
We're in a different time zone
over here.
I'm
far away and stoned.
Do we like what?
The music that was playing when we came back from the commercial break.
I love
it. It was
do you guys want to hear it one more time?
Did we hear music?
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
Can we play it again? Can we just
play
give it a good... Because I should have worn that.
All right, now say all the stuff you said about it before.
Wow.
That was by Tim Donovan. You can find him on Twitter at AdultTwim and on Instagram at Timothy Donovan.
He donated money too?
The O's are zeros. No, he donated that music. It's a weird thing we have. We're like, somebody send us something, it's we'll good. Just play it.
It was excellent.
And then give him a plug.
Super funky.
You wanna give me a little plug, Coup in the Gang?
Yeah, that's your podcast.
Can you play my song? Go.
It's usually just you.
Hit it, Sam. It's not working, man. You brought your own DJ.
I like that it's you and one guest, and you call it Coup and the Gang. It's fun. It's a fun name for an interview.
Now we're roasting podcasts. Is that Joey Diaz?
That's right, cocksuckers. This is right here.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
I hear about the he's.
For the listeners, this is amazing. Joey Coco Diaz just dropped by. He had a gig somewhere else in town tonight, but how's it going, Joey? Oh, shit. He's, looks
listen
like he's
up,
doing pretty good. You having a good night, Joey?
I want the fucking crabs on my fucking eyebrows.
Oh, shit. Joey, this is crazy. I can't believe you're here. This is really great for the listeners. Great, great surprise. You like smoking out of bags, Joey?
That's right. I'm fucking smoking a pussy's ass, too. I don't know what I fucking said.
You don't have to say anything coherent at all. It was still funny.
Just make shit up, eh?
Yeah, Joey's honesty is very humorous.
Yeah. We got Brett Weinberg right here. How you doing, sir?
All right, how's everybody doing? We doing good? All right.
The Star Trek guy lost all his friends.
We're having he's the square one that just enjoys a good comedy show. Is that true? Yeah. Oh, they're in the bathroom. Oh, so they're cocaine? All right, so that's why he's left out of that. He's got to be up in the morning. But I love 420. They got to start coming up with statistics about like comparing it to other holidays where people get fucked up in other ways. Because I think 420, there's probably a lot less accidents and fucking driving companies make a shit ton of money.
Are you talking about the day you were born again, Doug? Accidents.
I don't know. I don't know, Esther.
Um,
time for pot quiz, hop shot. There it is.
That Bill Cosby?
I'll try not to.
That was the Seinfeld intro.
He recorded that like
these
Kanye
are all questions
album.
About alleged rapists. Here we go. No, that was a gentleman named James Adomian. He did a nice little theme song for this bit on the show. And so whenever I say that, that comes on. So I promise not to say it again. The one time was plenty. Although your hat, I think James had a hat like that on when he did it. I think so. Yeah. All right. People are saying to me all the time, you should do Doug Loves Movies, Getting Doug with High Movies, Doug High. Like they want the two podcasts to be some sort of hybrid. My response is always, my response is, well, I'm always high when I do both. So to me, they are sort of the same. They're just, you know, different formats or whatever. And
do both of what?
What?
Do both of his podcasts.
Oh, okay.
Listen, you just do your thing, and I'll fill you in whenever.
Yeah, could you maybe help interpret?
Yeah.
What's going on? Oh shit! Oh, we've got a bag down. Bag down.
Bag down.
I think I'm cutting myself off.
That's not a terrible idea.
From talking or smoking?
Hey. Don't let yourself.
I'm cutting myself off from talking. I'm not going to talk anymore. No, I love it when people get to a level where they've had plenty, you know. That's always an interesting place to be. But you know, me and Josh here, we just keep going, right, Josh?
Sir, yes, sir.
Oh, shit. I feel like if he was done, didn't want another hit, he would have taken it right there just because I was just like totally fucking cult leader, you know, convincing him to do it. Oh, Esther's back on the bag, everybody.
Why? What did I say earlier?
It was a brief respite. She threw that poor bag on the floor. Hopefully it'll get...
Stop talking about your mom like that,
more
Doug.
Work somewhere. Maybe the bag could star in American Beauty 2. Just floating through the streets. So I love movies, and I would like to do a hybrid game tonight of something from... it's not really from Doug Loves Movies, but it's a movie game that I'd like to play with the five of you, if I may. And we'll start with Jacob there on the other end. And all you got to do is answer this one question. What's your favorite movie to watch when you are high? I'll give you some time to think about
Genius.
It. What? Are you guessing? Are you guessing what Jacob's answer would be? Don't think that's how it's supposed to work.
I'm going to say Nightmare Before Christmas.
The Nightmare Before Christmas. Okay. All right. Wrong. The correct answer is not The Nightmare Before Christmas. You're high and you're just like, this fucking constant singing and nothing happening is driving me insane.
Nothing happening.
I get it. He's bad at Christmas. He's really bad at it. He's put together the scariest Christmas you ever wanted to see. But Jesus Christ, I'm just trying to chill. And he's fucking over an entire town.
Two towns. He fucks over two.
Wrong. You are wrong. You're disqualified. You drank the fizzy lifting drinks. So, Philippe, what's your favorite movie to watch when you're stoned?
Did you just call him Flip?
Selena.
Flip Wilson is here, everybody.
Royal Tenenbaums.
The Royal Tenenbaums.
Hell yeah.
Wrong again.
another wrong one. You're sitting there high, trying to have a nice time, and then they murder a doggy.
Blood in, blood out.
It's got dog murder in it. I am the opposite of high when I've witnessed dog murder. I am sad and not high. Nice try.
They replaced him in the next scene.
Taylor Rizzo.
Yes.
Same question. I might change it up if I get tired of this this bit.
My favorite movie to watch when I'm high is 2001: A Space Odyssey.
Wrong! If I could throw my cards up into the air in slow motion, I would.
You can.
Fucking, you know, you can just go outside, pick a building, call it a monolith, and stare at that for a while.
I do that sometimes.
It's the most goddamn boring movie. When a fucking robot voice
is the most exciting
character in a film.
Well, you don't like
when
monkeys?
He's the most vibrant personality on screen. But thank you for trying. Josh.
Shut up, Doug.
I thought I'd save you for last, if you don't mind.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Don't shut up, Doug. Yeah.
I'm a professional. I know a big finish when I see one.
Yes, Doug.
Josh Ransdell. Am I saying it right still?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I said one guy's name wrong for 3 years because he just let me say it however I want to say it. You just got to tell me if I'm saying it wrong.
It's absolutely perfect.
Oh, okay.
My name is actually pronounced Susan. So I'm glad we got that out of the way.
All right, I won't forget Taylor Susan.
Yeah. That feels so much better.
What is a movie that you like to watch when you are... there's no wrong answer. It's whatever you want. It's whatever you want to watch. It's what's important to you.
It's a sentimental favorite. A movie, Hot Rod.
Hot Rod.
Are you familiar with Hot Rod?
I am familiar with Hot Rod.
Family favorite.
This is a tough one. Wrong! I'm like, Andy Samberg, you are hilarious, but just get a comb. Just comb your hair. I know there's some scenes where you just took a helmet off, but most of the time, your hair looks funny and lopsided for no good reason. You're like Jake Gyllenhaal without the willingness to make love to another man. Wow, those bags are loud.
Didn't think that one through.
Oh, that's so fun.
I'm so sorry, listeners.
That has got to be a horrible sound. Like, imagine, like, if you're on a train and that's just, like, in your ears all of a sudden. You're sleeping. But that is a good one, Hot Rod. That is a good one to watch when you're high. I have to concede on that one.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. You've been a terrific guest.
Thank you for having me. Thank you very much for having me. It's
thank you for
great.
Using your microphone voice. I appreciate it. We're recording this for tens of people.
I'm not a professional.
Esther?
Hey. What are we doing now?
Same question.
Oh, my favorite movie to watch when I'm high?
Yes. No, that's not it.
No.
Yes, that's the correct question.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
All right, good answer. Why do you like to watch it when you're high?
Josh? Or me?
Yeah, you're the one that said it.
Oh, it's a great movie. Have you not seen it?
Yeah, no, I'm saying that's the movie I like to watch when I'm high.
Yeah. Well, that's a great answer.
What, you want me to name another movie?
No.
No, what do you like about it? Why do you like to watch Willy Wonka when you're high?
I don't know, man. I've had like 20 bags of these. What do I like about
it? Yeah, what do you like about Willy Wonka? Is it...
I like when the kids can float into the factory.
Right.
Like, let's go fly a kite.
Okay, we're mixing up musicals, children's musicals, but
you know,
that's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry.
Well, I agree with that one as well.
Do I get a raise if I name one of your movies?
A raise?
I know, a raise.
A raise.
My favorite movie to watch is Chronicon.
Ooh, right here.
Do I get another bag?
It's great, especially this time of year. You know, it's 420, and Comic-Con, of course, is coming up again in July, and I'll be doing a Doug Loves Movies down there. Let's make sure we get in a nice round of plugs for all the participants tonight. Yeah, Jacob. Jacob Sirov taking another hit. I like that. I like that balls out approach.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Doug.
Yeah.
Always fun.
What do you want to plug? This is the final plug of the evening.
Third plug.
Plug at the end of each act.
I've never had to do three plugs. I struggle with one plug, usually. Because, you know, my career is really horrible.
A lot of times comedians
watch,
are
watch
on just during...
Watch Problematic on Comedy Central Tuesday nights.
All right. If you're watching it on YouTube, I'll be at Calusa Casino May 4th and Irvine Improv Memorial Day weekend. What's the Food Podcast. Need a ride home.
That's right, Felipe Esparza, everybody.
Felipe's World, my webpage, if you're wondering. Yeah, man. Thanks for having me on, man.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That was tight.
Anytime, dude. Anytime.
Taylor's booking my show now.
Yeah. Yeah, just got hired.
Taylor Rizzo, what do you got? You got your keys ready?
Keys right here.
You got
here.
Your religious figure.
This is my carb cap for whenever I do dabs.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a little thing that protected you or something.
It does protect me, but I don't really want to talk about that in front of people.
Okay.
Why not?
Well, reasons that I'd rather not talk about in front of people.
He's the mediocre smoker.
Yeah, follow my Twitter, at Taylor Rizzo, where you'll see my Periscope, mediocre
smoker. Now I see
smoker.
Why he's mediocre. He doesn't like revealing everything.
Esther, do you want a roast battle?
She is.
Not right now.
All right, go do your plug.
I thought you guys were going to freestyle.
No, just sign
shit.
Up for... I let's to actually see, like, do a roast battle.
I thought it was going to be like some 8 Mile freestyle situation.
I never
Do you want a rap battle right now?
I never
Yo,
thought this
I
could happen.
I feel like this podcast has gotten into a crisis. I sit here... Straight up with a guy from ISIS.
I try to do a friendly show.
Is rapping.
I try to keep it friendly. I try to just, everybody gets high, has a nice time.
Sorry.
And sometimes something like this happens. I think for the first time, I do have to, Getting Dug with High is behind a staged at a later time roast battle between Taylor Rizzo and Esther Koo.
Yeah.
A date and time and location to be determined.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
Are you into it?
They can't do it now. Are you kidding me? Come on, you guys. Let's be reasonable.
We're going to fist fight in the parking lot after this.
Yeah, that'll hold you. Watch the fist fight, you guys.
Me and the audience, I meant.
Listen, I never...
Did you get your plugs in there, Taylor?
Hey, yeah, probably.
I've never seen such a Middle Eastern guy broker, this guy you call mediocre smoker.
She's,
oh, do you have to rhyme in your roast battle?
In hip-hop format. It's like an actual musical like roast battle.
Terrible slam poetry.
Oh, shit.
I'd like to bring my black driver up on stage. Give it up for Dre.
Yeah, what up?
Maybe he could do it for me.
We could have a dance battle.
Can we
Your
outsource?
Driver's just watching the show? Is he on the clock?
No, I'm just kidding. That's not my driver.
Oh, okay.
I got you, bro.
All right, well, I remember what I said earlier about Esther and instructions. Perfect opportunity there to do some of that rapping that you like to
class?
Do. You didn't want to do that. So, here we are with your plugs. Comedy Connection.
Comedy Connection.
Rhode
April,
Island.
April 28th and 29th.
Yeah.
Super Roast fun. Battle, April 30th. And...
That's a confirmed date?
Yeah, I just texted my people.
Wow.
Yep.
Damn.
And then...
Talented.
Go to coupinthegang.com.
Go, go, go. Esther Koo, everybody. And Josh Ransdell, that's how I'm saying it. That's how it's spelled. Do you want people to look you up on the internet, or do you want to be left alone?
Well, that's
you should propose to your girlfriend.
Is there a
right
nice
now.
Way to say that?
You should not propose to your girlfriend right now on YouTube. Tell her, hey, what's that? No pressure, no pressure.
Say what?
It's Tyler. What's up? Hey,
20 years, man. I mean, give it up for 20 years, everybody. That is...
I would have had 10 kids by now, man.
It's quite an achievement.
So you're the unemployed one in the relationship?
It's Shaggy, eh?
sort of.
Yeah. Right, one person stays sober and pays the bills, and you have fun.
Hell yeah, man.
This is a little vacation day time that I get. You're stumping me here. Am I supposed to defend myself?
You don't need a diploma.
Doing a nice
when your wife
thing
has a master's.
For some a charity and go visit one of my heroes.
Yeah,
and...
no, that was awesome.
I'll be at the Irvine Improv if anybody wants to.
I know you're like the only nice guy up here. Yeah.
She can't stop roasting. That's what happens when Jeff Ross gets high. He gets very roasty. And it's interesting. Interesting disorder. But you feel good, though, overall?
We both had abused parents, that's why. Abusive.
Who did?
Me and Jeffrey Ross, I'm sure. Okay. I don't know, I never met his parents, I don't want to talk ill of his parents.
His parents are swell.
Okay,
that's the vibe
just,
I get.
It's just me.
Yeah, I don't know, though. Can't know for sure. He seems to have come from a loving family.
Growing up, I had an uncle that was gay. No one knew but me.
Did you say that like you thought we were in the plane in Almost Famous and we were crashing and everybody had to confess something?
Just hi, man.
Before
Where's
we all
bag?
Die.
Where's that bad cocksucker?
That's how you win Last Comic Standing. You do your act on podcasts.
I gotta say, what? My act?
Hell yeah.
My act is any reference to movies at all. It's from like my shtick. DougLovesMovies.com for all my dates and deets and whatnot. Thank you to the Coach House. Thank you to
Coach
everyone
House.
Who came
out
to the
Clyde.
Coach House. One more time for all of my guests, Jacob Siroff, Felipe Esparza, Taylor Rizzo, Esther Koo, and Josh Ransdell. We're going to do another show from the Spacement on Tuesday, April 25th at 7:15 p.m. Pacific Time. We'll see you then. Thank you. Happy 420.
Happy 420.
Thanks again to Weed Week for sponsoring the show today. Weed Week is happening soon on Viceland, the TV channel from Vice. It's like Shark Week, but with weed. They are premiering new seasons of shows like Bong Appetit and Weedikit. And late nights, Desus and Meru move their Viceland show to L.A. for the week so they can legally celebrate the high holy days. Weed Week starts April 17th on Viceland and ends on 420. Go to Viceland.com to find your channel.